Thank you.
Okay, let's head to Matthew now. Matthew joins us this evening from Adelaide. How are you, Matthew?
Good.
Good. What would you like to say?
Hi, I'm just wondering about, you made a point during the show about the use of memes as spreading information, and in particular the comment about them being weaponized. I mean, do you feel that memes are something that could possibly become a weapon that would surpass Metal Gear and be used for spreading even more fake news? I mean, for instance, on my Twitter feed, I've received it's some sort of green frog meme that says there's something about the Earth being flat, and, you know, obviously that's not true because everyone knows it's flat, but how do you think that in the future these sort of things will be used to spread ideas and information online?
Yeah, I thought that discussion about memes was really interesting. I mean, it's true that humans are very visual animals, and memes are effective at giving you a visual and just a very short burst of text. So sometimes there's a lot of reading into it. You know, it might just be a few words and you see what you want to see. You know, you interpret that the way that you want to. I've seen those Pepe the Frog memes as well, and certainly that's you know, being embraced by a section of Trump supporters. Hillary Clinton at one point during her election campaign had a whole article on her website explaining this Pepe the Frog meme and what it meant and what its origin was, and why in her view it was something to be viewed with suspicion. And, you know, it's true that in Australia there is a dueling memes between the government and the opposition. You know, you see, you know, my Facebook feed is full of memes from ALP Spicy Meme Stash and Innovative and Agile Memes, which is the pro coalition meme production group, and they often duel each other and, you know, make memes about each other's memes.
Which is all a bit of fun, isn't
and
it?
Much more often than, say, a straight news story on, you know, what Bill Shorten got up and said at a press conference today, or what the Prime Minister got up and said at a press conference today. It's much easier for people to share a funny meme that sort of plays on that and makes a joke about it, but still ends up spreading essentially a political message.
Mm.
You know, that is a real phenomenon.
Matthew, thank you for your call tonight. We've got a Facebook comment from Liam who says, the fact that people are trying to have a war on memes is hilarious, goes to show how disconnected some people are with reality.